When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefano Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today we have a bit of a lighter one for you because we have a lot of mismatched vacations happening, actually.
Right.
Yes.
Celebrations happening, vacations happening, all the good things.
All of the good things. So, you just went to Charleston, Samantha. How was that?
It was lovely. I got to explore some of the areas that I've never gone. I have my partner's family lives that way, so we got to celebrate people's birthday because apparently everybody's born,
yes,
as you said, in like August, September, October, and all of our birthdays are around,
yes,
that time. But yeah, it was nice. We got to celebrate together, hang out with family, and have a relaxing time. And you just got to do a Dragon Con, which is a fave of yours. How was that?
Yes, it was so fun. So, yeah, for this Monday Mini, we thought we'd do a revisit because we had a happy,
yes,
hour about my nerves of going to Dragon Con this year. So this is like a just short kind of recap of my experience. So for people who don't know, Dragon Con, I've talked about it a lot, but it is a big nerd convention that started in the 80s. And it's like a real celebration of nerddom and fandom. Huge costume, like, watching. That's my favorite part. Big parade. At its peak, it was getting, like, 120,000 people a year. Not a year. I mean, a year, yes, because it only happens once a year. But now they halved it because of COVID. But it's still a lot of people. It's 60,000 people. So I was very nervous about that. If my voice sounds a little off, I have taken 3 COVID tests. They've all come back negative. But it was more talking than I've done in a long,
right,
time.
Events like that make my voice get shot because also it's loud. And so therefore,
yep,
you have to scream over people. And then trying to talk to people is almost impossible, especially in crowds. If you're drinking and having a late night, it's,
mm-hmm,
a whole other strain as well. But yeah, I know that this is your cup of tea in every way. This is my personal nightmare. And I have gone once and I did enjoy it. I just wish I had one of those rooms off the balcony where I could just stare at people and drink,
mm-hmm,
and be in my own space. So,
mm-hmm,
being there without being there, that's my favorite, like, style of hanging,
mm-hmm,
out. Yes, I am an introvert.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It is a lot. It is overwhelming. And you and I have talked a lot about how we've pretty much been, I've seen the term recently, COVID hermits.
Yes.
So for us, it's been kind of awkward and shaky grounds when it comes to like re-entering and talking to people. I feel so awkward in conversations now.
Right.
And I don't know if maybe I always did, but I'd just gotten used to it or I'd like found ways to fake it. But now I feel like, oh my gosh, you're being so awkward. What do I do? And then I continue to be awkward.
But that's the best part of Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Either A, you get to act a character, mm-hmm. or B, everybody's awkward. And it's an amazing conversation where everyone is a little awkward, acknowledge it, enjoy it, and move on, hopefully.
That's actually, I wanted to talk about that because I mentioned before that in some ways, when I'm in cosplay, when I'm in costume, it's easier for me to talk to people because right. I can kind of pretend like, oh, I'm this person. And for me, it was much easier than I usually have experienced talking to people when I was in costume. And a part of that was I did go as Disco Luke Skywalker.
Oh, before we go further, please give a descriptor of this outfit.
Okay. Well, I cannot recommend enough. Look it up. I think I started the cult of Disco Luke Skywalker because so many people, like I was telling Samantha, I would say at least 50 to 70 people stopped me to take pictures of all ages. It was mm-hmm. great. Like kids mm-hmm. came up to me. And I would think only four knew what the costume actually was. And one guy got kind of mad at me because I was like, do you know what this is? And he was like, oh, I knew what this. I saw this before you were born. And I was like, okay, buddy. Well, so Disco Luke Skywalker, look it up, but it is an obscure German TV talk show reference where poor Mark Hamill didn't know the internet was going to exist. It was in 1978, I think, and he wore like the most gold disco outfit. He called it like ABBA reject outfit, and gold boots, gold gloves, gold makeup, and a gold helmet with this like sun, bejeweled gold sun on the front, and then these beautiful, striking gold fans on either side, which is not aerodynamic.
Are they fans or wings? I thought they were wings.
They might be supposed to be wings. They act as fans. And let me tell you, moving around in them was a little tricky. I got a wide berth, though, because people had to give me some space.
That's one way to get it.
Anyway, this costume brought a lot of joy to people, including me. So I think it made it easier to talk to people. I made a lot of new friends, including this guy dressed as the Corinthian from Sandman, who I had a nightmare about last night. But he wasn't creepy, but he looked
his
exactly
costume?
Like him. Yeah, I was
okay.
Like, I'm a little unnerved, sir.
So kudos.
I know, exactly. And he was definitely a big fan. And I loved how people became like, do you know what this costume is? And so they would spread the word and they would spread the word. So I feel like I really, the thing is Mark Hamill doesn't like that outfit. So I'm sure he's unhappy with me. Like somewhere he was like tossing and turning, like I feel a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, and there's the gold disco look.
There's a part of me that wants to tweet at him, like, look, I nailed it, and this costume brought so much joy to people with the side-by-side comparison. But there's another part of me that's like, he might actually really not like that.
I mean, it has to be. It is. It's out there. The internet sees it. Just embrace it. And he seems like one of those that just embraces it. Mm. And since then, I'm sure he's had a lot worse costuming. I've seen his characters in The Flash. Just saying.
Burn. I love it. It was very, very fun. And then I like made it my mission to find a Darth Vader, but they didn't recognize me. So eventually I went up to one and I was like, Dad, it's me. I'm going through a disco phase. And we got a good picture together.
That's amazing. I love that you would do that. Mm-hmm. Did he respond appropriately?
He did the most in character, which I couldn't tell if he meant for it to be in character. So I like,
like that's amazing. Also kudos to that dude or person rather. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I think we will have to have a picture posted on our site. Y'all, we will have it by the release of this so you can marvel in all of this gold splendor, which we did get pictures. She just kept texting me randomly. It's a hit. Everybody loves it. I've had to explain to so many people. I'm like, okay, I need pictures. Mm-hmm. And she finally sent me some pictures. And in these pictures, she is doing the poses from the memes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, she is loving this moment.
Oh, I was. That's what one of our friends who was hanging out with me was like, you look so incandescently happy. And I was like, I feel it. I am so happy.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you feel like when you were enjoying this time that you were safe and you were having a great time? Was there any kerfuffle during these times? Or was it just like, yeah, this is joy?
For most part, it was, in a way that it hasn't been in previous years, actually, kind of joy. And I think part of that is I've missed it. And part of it was smaller, even though it was still crowded. It was half the size that it can get to. And so I think everyone who was there was feeling it. Certainly the first day, I struggled with, as we talked about, like the thinking about COVID, but also just like our Georgia gun laws are not great.
Oh,
the hotel has a particular policy. You're not allowed to have weapons inside, but that doesn't stop people. So it took me a while to kind of like ease off of that. But once I did, it was so joyous. There was one guy who came up to me. I think it was the final night. And we had a very strange conversation where he was like, I'm sorry, I feel like I have to tell you that I took a picture of your ass because it looks really good, but I didn't want to disrespect you. I've got a sister and a mom, and I know I'm all about women's rights. I just wanted to tell you. And I was like, thank you.
What is he doing with this picture?
I don't know.
Why? Like, he couldn't just take the whole picture? Like, what?
I think I was kind of like, more, you know, go forth, sir. I didn't ask any details.
Is this the new way of saying I'm a nice guy?
It could be. That was the only thing that I personally, like, maybe stuff was going on in my orbit and I didn't realize. I just thought that was kind of like, yes, I don't approve, but it was kind of funny. Because he wasn't trying to, it didn't feel like a flirting thing.
I don't know if I'm going to believe you because you don't gauge that well, as we have discovered.
Well, I have a friend there. We should
see. I'll ask her perspective.
Yeah, we should
there
see.
We go.
Yeah, you're right. That wasn't the vibe I got, but you're right. I did get
Getting
five guys'
DMs,
numbers.
Didn't know what that was. Like that in itself.
Yeah, it's true.
But
it's true.
It's okay.
Oh, speaking of, I told Samantha. So DragonCon has this thing called the Walk of Fame where you can go and meet celebrities, and usually you have to pay money to like get an autograph or a picture. And I just like to walk through and see who's there. And so we went down around 7 p.m. on Saturday, which is like right before it closes. And I saw Guillermo from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
But then I saw my two crushes, who I was like, maybe I'll see them. Michael Shanks, who played Daniel Jackson from Stargate SG-1, and Drew Fuller from Charmed. And he gave eye contact and liked my costume.
That's a win. That was a win right there.
It was a win. It felt like a win.
It is a win.
I gave like a solemn nod back and then walked away.
Very smooth. Very smooth. I like it. You got to do the casual nod and then be cool. And don't look back. Just keep walking.
You got to be cool in your disco look outfit.
You got to be cool, obviously. If you're going to be bright gold, you better be cool.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was great. I felt like, I don't know. It made me happy how many people came up to me so happy. And especially like, it's just young children who were thrilled at whatever was going on here.
I feel like you should have done a performance of sorts.
I should have. If I had found like a good Darth Vader, that one was great. The one I took the picture with was fantastic. But like an interaction, I think I could have really, it would have been cool. A cool in quotes, I guess.
Very cool. Very mm-hmm. Dragon Con cool, which is actually very cool. We know this. That's the place to be. Yeah, so I know that that's kind of one of the big events. Are you excited about next year? Are you going to play on that? Or are you just like trying to rest from the excitement?
I am excited. The thing about Dragon Con is it really behooves you to plan it early because it saves you a lot of money. So I've already got my pass for next year.
Right.
The hotel room situation. So I do get a hotel room. I'm that level of nerd about it. That is like so hard to get. And that happens in October. So we'll see if I get one this year. I did get one at my favorite hotel on the fourth floor. So I could do that thing that you were talking about where you can just like look down and see all the costumes. And it was
awesome.
It's the first time that's ever happened for me. Because the Dragon Con hotel game is so bad. Like, you can wait 30 minutes to an hour on an elevator.
Yes.
So it's nice to have a low-level room. It's, like, probably one of the only instances where people are like, please get me a room on a lower level.
Right.
Yes.
I do remember the one time I went in, like, the one time we were like, oh, my God, this elevator is so quick. There's no one in here. We were on the wrong one.
Of course. I did want to say, so I always like kind of guess what's going to be the biggest costume. This year it was definitely Stranger Things, especially like the Hellfire Club shirt, because that's pretty easy to do. The Boys, I would say, was pretty big.
Yeah, I saw a few.
Yeah, especially like Starlight. But it wasn't. Usually there's one that's like, oh my gosh, everybody did this one. This year there wasn't one like that. I would say those were the two biggest factions. But I kind of liked that it was much more diverse range of costumes that I saw. So that was cool. I did get, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but there's this like late night origami. And I've been trying to go for years. I didn't go, but a friend of mine did. And she showed me her origami penis and I was very happy about it.
Well, go ahead.
It's late night for reasons, man.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised that people, were there a lot of more, like, because with all the Marvel series that has happened, was there not a lot of that?
There wasn't, but it wasn't like when Loki came out, the Loki variants were the big one.
Right.
And you were like,
whoa,
they're everywhere. So it was much more like spread out among properties. I did see an amazing She-Hulk. Like, woo. There was a lot of really, really good Star Wars stuff. But again, it was really spread out. So it wasn't like one particular costume. I did see not one, not two, but three. Amazing The Mummy 1999 cast ensemble costumes, like all of the characters.
That's
was
amazing.
So good.
That's amazing. And I love that.
Yes.
Was there not Everything Everywhere All at Once people?
There were. I thought that
I
would
saw
be,
one Raccoon character.
I saw three Raccoonies and I saw three Jobu Tupakis, like the Everything Everywhere, the bagel. The white costume she has with the bagel. But I didn't see as much as of those, but I heard there was a meetup of them and there were a bunch of them. So I must have just like missed it. I did see I filmed it and it was a 2-minute long inflatable T-Rex.
Of course. That's always been a big thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was beautiful. I was like, it's still going. I would look away, have a conversation, look back. It was still going.
I saw that the Jurassic Park characters were there.
Yeah.
I did see a lot of What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Characters.
There was an amazing Laszlo with the cursed hat. It was so good. I saw him many times. I loved him. He was perfect.
Yeah, I did see that. I'm guessing next year is going to be full of Ring of Power and the Game of Thrones, or House of Dragons, rather.
I think you're right. I think that's a really good prediction. I saw some House of Dragon, but I haven't watched the show yet, so it was sort of people pointing it out to me. But I saw quite a few. But the costumes were amazing. That's my favorite part. There were so many just so creative costumes. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
It's a talent, for sure.
It is. It absolutely is. And then just in closing, we've been reading these books in our book club lately about like finding friends in nerddom and like in Queen of Geek, like specifically at a convention. And I was very, very lucky that I ran into a bunch of like my really close friends and then some friends I haven't seen in a while. And then I made new friends as well, which I love. I love. I have this crew of like convention friends that we meet every year. And shout out to Bo Brown, because I went to this puppetry festival right before the pandemic shut everything down. He's in charge. He's the director of the puppetry track. And I tried to find him last year and I couldn't, because we were really close friends. We hit it off really well at this festival. But I found him this time. Disco Luke is hard to miss, I've got to say. It was like being a walking disco ball. People would be like, there she is.
There it is.
Which is a good costume to have.
It is.
But yeah, I had a really, really good time. It kind of gave me hope in like, oh, I can, I don't know. There was a part of me that was like, it's never going to be the same. And it probably won't. But it was still really fun and really joyous. And I was telling Samantha, I did a pretty good job this year of like, I didn't get hungover. I didn't feel as terrible as I usually do the day after of just like exhaustion. My feet hurt because the shoes, while comfortable, are not made for standing in for like 6 hours, which is what I was doing. But yeah, I think I'm definitely going to do it next year, and I'm going to hand out business cards of the costume. And our friend Lauren over on Saver, friend and coworker, she said I should put a QR code so that they can just like scan it and find the video of Disco Luke.
That would be amazing.
Yes. Because I
that
think
would
this
be amazing.
I think it's a keeper. I think it was a solid choice. There was no one
obviously.
Else dressed as him. I will tell you that.
You did good. You did good.
Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, like, I thought I'd seen the most obscure costume, but you win. You win. Like, yes. Thank you.
Even better. Even
yes.
better.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, thanks for letting me just geek out about it.
It's awesome for me.
Yes, I loved it. I loved it. Next year, Samantha, maybe we'll have a panel. Oh my gosh.
They don't want me. I'm not nerd enough.
Oh, that could be funny.
Like that.
You just interview me in my Disco Luke outfit.
I would love that.
Yes, I think it would be great. I think it'd be great. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But in the meantime, as always, listeners, if you have any fun convention experiences, if you happen to be at Dragon Con or see anything from Dragon Con, maybe you even ran into me. Who knows? Please, please reach out and contact us. Our email is stephanieofmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at StuffI've Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.